Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt six games last year. Seriously. I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, sir. Talking about Micah Parsons, who seems to be a person of interest for just about every team in the National Football League, and still including the Dallas Cowboys, as we welcome you back into the Raheem and Harris Show. Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf are sitting in if you want to text us. We see your text. 312-644-6767. I'll try to read some of those, and we appreciate the interaction that goes on here. A couple of things here to get you up to date on before we dive into some more Bears. If you have not heard as of yet, the Bears do have a couple of concerns as far as injuries are concerned. Darnell Wright left practice early today, according to Brad Biggs, coming up awkward in the final period. Nothing more specific beyond that. Kyler Gordon headed to the locker room as well to start the last period of the practice, which I think still might be going on right now. He has yet to return. Something to monitor per Scott Baier of the Marquee Sports Network. So we're tracking those things, and we will definitely get an update from Chris Emma
Bears
in just a little bit. But we brought up the name Micah Parsons and how good that might look with the Chicago Bears. We all know the effect that a guy like that can have instantly on your team, because we all went through it in the year 2018 with a guy by the name of Khalil Mack, mm-hmm. who was highly impactful with the Chicago Bears, especially in that year where the Bears' defense was elite. He was a difference maker. He took them from a very good defense to an elite defense that year. And that Bears obviously need somebody to go after the passer. It would require a little bit of a systematic change because he's a 3-4 guy. Bears obviously a 4-3, but they're being very creative in the Athletic here, Rami. Proposing possible trades for Micah Parsons. And the one that they put up for the Chicago Bears reads the following. The Bears trade 2026 first round pick, 2027 first round pick, 2027 third round pick, 2027 sixth round pick to the Cowboys for Micah Parsons, a 2027 fourth round pick, and a 2027 seventh round pick. Rami, what say you about that?
Well, first, I want to head off two reactions we're going to get to this question and this topic right off the top.
Preemptive cutdowns.
One is people who are going to say, oh, word, this isn't going to happen. Why are you even talking about this? And I bet you're a lot of fun at parties if you're the person out there saying that. The other reaction we're going to get is, they already did this with Khalil Mack, and how did that work out? And I would say to those people, just because it didn't work doesn't mean it couldn't work.
I would argue that it worked. I get it that there was a little bit of a slide and maybe towards the end disappointing, but even for that 1 year, the way the NFL works and how temporary players are,
but
I hear where you're coming from.
Right. And people will point at his contract and what that did to the salary cap and in subsequent years, but it could have worked with Khalil Mack, and just because it didn't work that time doesn't mean it can't work this time. I'm all in on that trade and giving that haul of draft picks to go and get a Micah Parsons, because for me, it's time to win games, Grody. It's time to win football games and be a real contender and be relevant in the NFL for the first time in, I don't know, a decade. How many draft picks does Ryan Poles need before the Bears are a contender? You know what I mean? You go up and down this depth chart, and how many first and second round picks, even third round picks, are there on this depth chart already that give you what should be cheap, high-level talent?
Not enough.
Before you make an all-in, pushing your chips to the middle of the table type of move like this would be. To me, Micah Parsons, if this deal was on the table, no-brainer. I'm doing it in a heartbeat, and I don't look back for 1 second. That guy changes the whole landscape of your team. And I was saying earlier, this should be a top five, top 10 defense to take some of the pressure off of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson in his first year as a head coach and first year installing this offense. We're talking top three defense if you go and get a Micah Parsons. Put him opposite of Montez Sweat, plus all the other talent that you have peppered throughout the depth chart on that side of the football. And if you're a top three defense and Ben Johnson's offense is and Caleb Williams, the generational talent, if either of those guys are anywhere near the hype and the billing that they came with, Grody, we're talking deep playoff run, maybe even Super Bowl contender.
Absolutely.
That's how much of Micah Parsons changes this team and changes this roster. And in year four of Ryan Poles' tenure as general manager, that's where this team should be. We're already past the point of how long it takes rebuilds in the NFL to get to the point that you're shooting for, to reach your goals and be a winning football team, be a team that's in the discussion for the playoffs, for deep playoff runs, for Super Bowls. We're there already, and Micah Parsons accelerates you to that point single-handedly.
We saw back to the 2018 effect, that was a mediocre Bears offense, right?
Yeah.
And an elite defense. You got to the damn You won 12 games with a mediocre offense and an elite defense, and should have, Cody Parkey, won a playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles that year. So it is a real effect. I believe the Bears are a year away from rolling those big dice and taking those big chances on guys. And keep in mind, it was Ryan Pace who was the guy that made the Khalil Mack deal. So we are, and look, the Sweat deal that was made here by Ryan Poles, that was pretty good. I know, like, Sweat had a bad year last year, giving up the second round pick, making up for the Chase Claypool second round pick trade. So it's not like he doesn't have a big guy on his resume and that he won't do these things. I think it's probably still going to take another year. And by the way, I see people jumping in here. You want to call 312-644-6767 and play along with us here, because obviously this gets people talking. Micah Parsons. Guess who else was talking? You heard Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, coming out into this segment talking. Here's more. We're going to hear from Jerry Jones and Montez Sweat, but Jones on if he's considering trading Micah Parsons.
Jerry, are you considering trading Micah?
Wait a minute, I can't hear anything. I really can't.
Really?
Really can't.
I'll do it again. Jerry, are you considering trading Micah Parsons?
Well, let's put it like this. Surely you guys have been around this stuff and know to recognize negotiation talk, that type of thing. And So that's where I put that.
So are you considering it?
I'm not. At this, the facts are that that's like anything else. I think the world of Micah, and that's just part of negotiation.
Would you ever consider trading Micah?
Again, I don't really place that with any real seriousness. You know, Micah's got a bad back. That's like being traded.
Hey, wait a minute. He's trying to lessen the value of his guy all of a sudden?
And that was Micah Parsons has cited that as part of the reason that he's kind of frustrated and wants out of Dallas. That they keep on talking about this injury that he suffered playing for your team, laying it all out on the line for your team, and he doesn't want to be penalized for that, and he doesn't want that to be a talking point in the media, and he feels like there's a little bit of a smear campaign when it goes to him and Jerry Jones and the way that this thing is being discussed. And why is Jerry Jones so out of breath? Was he in drills?
Like get Mike organized. Vrabel? Get yourself organized, Jerry.
What is going on?
He probably walked over for that interview. You know, you hear the gnat sound in the background of a practice going on. He probably walked his old butt over there and was out of breath. That was, you know, that had to be the number one question he was asked when he walked over to the set, right?
Yeah.
He's and he trying to catch his breath.
He couldn't hear so good.
Yeah. He's got a bad back. A bad back. Did I tell you about his bad back?
Like, he's pouring salt on the wound for what Micah Parsons is talking about.
You never know what might happen if he slips. He slips downstairs with his bad back.
Yeah, you would. Buyer beware. You want this guy?
Hooray! You never know what you're going to get with a bad back now.
He's also 82. Why the hell does he have this much power in what they do? He's 82 years old. This guy is way too much.
Yeah, yeah, he's a lot. It's something about people in power in this country right now being 82
if
years
I'm
old.
If I'm 82, nobody ever sees me. I'm up on an island somewhere, not working.
The word of the day is old. I'm just glad we now have Ray's Jerry Jones to play with for the rest
of
eternity.
Jerry Jones. It's the only way I could do it.
Oh, no,
it's just hot out here. I'm just trying to catch my breath. No, he's got a bad back.
Out of breath, Jerry Jones has been debuted here on the Rahimi and Harris Show on The Score.
Only place you'll get that. It's the only place you're going to get that.
Mark Crody and Rami Makhlouf in. Gentlemen, bring me Steve and Palatine. He insists on being on The Score. Hi, Steve. You're on The Score. Thanks for being on The Score.
Mark Crody, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you.
Got you.
I just wanted to weigh in really quick with respect to the comparing Mac and Parsons.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, if memory serves, we lost Vic Fangio either the following year or the year after with Khalil Mack, right? So we had a completely different defensive coordinator to operate with him at that time. Combine that with the Matt Nagy kind of exposure, you know, being exposed on the offensive side. I don't know if that was necessarily the Mack trade per se, but then when the offensive side particularly started crumbling, you now losing those draft picks looks like it's even more exposed, right? But that's a completely different situation, I feel like, with Parsons. My question for you guys would be, with respect to the Micah Parsons potential trade only being draft picks, then they spent a lot of their cap money already. Do they even have the cap money to restructure a deal for Micah Parsons if you're only trading draft picks?
That's a great question. I'm pretty sure they have a decent amount of cap space to do something like that, but I'd have to check the exact numbers. But that's an absolutely fair question, because if you got Micah Parsons, then that obviously you are extending this man and paying this man.
If you got to send a Montez Sweat or a Deo Odengbo in the deal the other way to make the money make sense, I'm good with that too.
I always love the idea of throwing in less. Hey, you know, we'll give you our Deo Odengbo. We'll throw that in there
with the first round pick. Like, whatever, man.
We'll give, you know what? We'll throw in Kevin Byard. We'll throw that right in there for
whatever.
You.
Whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely. 312-644-6767. Jeff is in Kalamazoo. What up, Jeff? You're on The Score.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First and foremost, you missed out on a perfect nickname for Rami based on his occupation. I think Rom-Com is good nickname.
That's not a bad one. I've never gotten that one before. That's a good one. By the way, on YouTube, just search Rami Comedy. You can see some of my stuff.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Hey, and now to push back on your rom-com, you're going pretty far with, if we get Micah, how far this team can go. You're throwing a lot of things out there. I almost heard Super Bowl, and then I'm looking – at what Dallas has, and they have Prescott, they have CeeDee Lamb, they have Micah Parsons. How many playoff games have they won with those players?
Mm.
And he's great. Don't get me wrong. He's great. I'd take him. I'd love to have him. I don't think he's going to, by giving up a whole ton, he's going to be a game changer where we're going that far, unless everything hits. Now, if everything hits, you know, we're good. But I would love to have him. I don't know if I would give up as much as they were saying, at least not as a no-brainer. I'd have to really think that one out. But, I was just looking at it, that Dallas hasn't gone that far, hasn't made the playoffs, and hasn't won with these talented players they have. So, I don't know.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate the comment and the nickname. Very good. Rom-com.
That is really good.
I'm down with it.
My pushback to that would be, well, first of all, is Micah Parsons the reason they haven't won playoff games?
Probably not.
I would say probably not. No,
we can excuse him, I think, from Dallas's ineptitude.
Yeah.
It feels like very much like a system problem, because they always have talent in Dallas. Always.
And on top of that, that's a team that won 9 games last year with Dak Prescott missing most of the year.
Good point.
How many teams lose their starting quarterback?
Win 9 games.
Some people roll their eyes or are surprised when I say this. Dak Prescott is a top 7 quarterback in the NFL. How many teams lose a guy that good and still win 9 games?
That's a great point.
That's a team that could have won more games and, who knows, maybe make a deep playoff run last year if their quarterback is healthy.
Let's bring back some more Montez Sweat on the NFL Network on the strength of the Bears' defense.
The strength of this defense, I mean, it starts up front. So it starts with me. It starts with Grady. It starts with Dio. It starts with Javon Dexter. It's going to start up front. But, I mean, we got those linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, and we also got vet in the back, and also Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byer, all those guys, and don't forget about Jalen Johnson. So we got a lot to bring to the table.
We were just talking about the Dallas Cowboys and how many talented players are on the Cowboys. The Bears have some of that as well, and they certainly, you know, they need to put it together quickly.
Yeah,
well, he said don't forget about Jalen Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
When can we expect Mr. Jalen Johnson?
I will say this. Well, as because he has been seen. He was seen at Soldier Field.
Okay.
And I will share this with you as well. I don't think that this is anything out of school. As Dan Weider and I were recording a Take the North episode, which is our podcast about the Chicago Bears.
Catch it on the Odyssey app.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Take the North. I'll be recording right after I get off the air here. So check out the Take the North. If you love the Bears, you should definitely check that out. But as we were recording the other day, remember the day the Bears were having? We've all read now the Bears had a beach day out at on the lake. They were hanging out.
Oh, that's right.
Right, yeah. In Evanston, they had a beach day. And Dan was at Hallis Hall, out in the atrium there recording. I was here, and he saw the buses come back from the big beach trip. Everybody getting off in their flip-flops and their beach balls and everything. And there was Jalen Johnson. So he's there. No conspiracy theory.
Oh, man, I hope Dustin Rhodes in the morning show is not hearing this.
What?
Can you imagine?
Shoot, that he went to the...
He's injured and he went to the beach?
Went to the beach?
Report, Jalen Johnson played spike ball. Report, Jalen Johnson dove for beach volleyball.
Well, pardon me, I didn't even think about the Dustin effect. Well, Why? Haw, I just gave you a 5 on it. Not a 5 on it. With the pick six.
That's right.
They started that whole thing, so we give them credit for their pick six. But I think that would be a good question for Dustin. No, I don't even think we need to ask him. I'm sorry I even brought it up now, because Dustin is going to just go off on this whole thing.
Also, I'm Team Beach. We've discussed that in the show, so I'm happy the Bears then went to the beach instead of the pool. The beach is better than the pool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did a whole beach versus pool thing at one point in time.
100% pool.
Do we have one more, Montez? We got one more. Got to wrap. Got to take a break.
Chris Emma.
Because we got Emma. Okay, yeah, this is better. We want to find out what's going on with some of the injuries out at Hallis Hall. We will get an update coming up from Chris Emma live in Lake Forest on the Raheem and Harris Show on The Score.
Out here,
it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What have been your early impressions of the
shot? What did you think from last year that you want to carry with you or put behind you as you look forward to this season?
Keep my same aggression and my mentality when I'm in the game. Put behind me just pretty much anything that shows negative on my resume. Not hustling, not showing effort that I need to on certain plays. So anything like that, I just want to put behind me.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Some days, yes. Some days, no.
Wow.
It's just the way it goes, man. Oh, love Chris Emma. Welcome back into the Rahimi and Harris Show. Mark Rohde and Rami Makhlouf are filling in today. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Indeed, Chris Emma of 670thescore.com and of The Score joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Emma, tell us everything.
Guys, you know who doesn't like Chris Emma is whoever I bowled over in that press conference question. I didn't even hear that in real time until now, but man, I sound like a jerk with that one, don't I?
No, because you know how it's much worse when you get beat in one of those standoffs. That's when you walk out of the room with your head in shame, and other reporters won't even look you in the eye. So you did the right thing today. I don't know who you rolled over there. Could you tell? Who'd you roll over?
That might have been our buddy Kevin Powell, who's one of my good friends, so I apologize to KP if it was him. I don't even know. I didn't hear it until just in this run back, but
all right.
I was caught in the moment, clearly, getting my question in for Tyreek Stevenson.
What are these injuries we've been hearing about? What's going on? Tell us everything.
Yeah. Kyler Gordon, Darnell Wright did not finish practice. Each walked off with the assistance of trainers. I didn't see either injury happen, and take that as you will, and that is probably nothing serious. It wasn't something where practice stopped or it was something that was notable. I would also preface everything with it's August 8th. The first game is September 8th. You've got a month of buffer time here for injuries. This is not the time to worry about injuries. It neither seems serious. No updates from the team just yet, but I would not be too concerned.
Do you just August 8th me, Chris? Is that what just happened? Don't worry about a Bears injury of the right tackle. How dare you August 8th me?
I will lose sleep tonight, and you can't stop me.
You know, part of it's for me, too, because I realize, like, I feel like we've been in camp for, like, 2 months at this point, and it's only been just 2+ weeks, and I checked the calendar thinking it was, like, I'm already putting in requests for, like, interviews getting close to the season. I'm like, it's only August 8th. I couldn't believe it. It feels like there's been a lot that's going on with this training camp so far, but it's been action-packed. It's been good out there so far. I will say today was not like Tuesday. It was a slower day. Mm. They were in shells. There was no hitting. It was a lot of fundamentals, a lot of working young guys in who will be playing in Sunday's preseason game. So Tuesday was action-packed, intense. Today was not the case.
There was good news on the injury front. How did Cole Kmet look out there? Was he full go?
He was full go. He had a catch today where he got hit in traffic, bounced right back up, which tells you that he was fine from Tuesday. It was good to see him back out there making plays. He's never missed a game. It's an impressive streak. He's a guy that they obviously have come to rely on, so it was good to see 85 back out there.
And he and Colston Loveland both, what are they, equal on the depth chart right now, Emma?
Yeah, and that gives you a sense of what they want to do offensively. We've heard ever since they drafted Colston Loveland that they're going to use both Cole Kmet and Colston Loveland out there. Colston Loveland had a terrific catch today on a great throw from Caleb Williams. It was kind of a sidearm, dodging a hand-in-his-face throw from Caleb. Put it right on the spot. It was one of his best throws and one of those kind of improv moments that you've come to know and appreciate that Caleb Williams can bring to the table.
You know what? For a couple things here. I don't know if you got this wrong or if I got this wrong, but today is August 7th, I believe. According to a texter who I'm just blindly believing right now.
No, that is true.
Yeah, it's confirmed. August 7th. So yeah. You August 7th me. You didn't August 8th me. That is certainly the case. How did Caleb Williams look out there today? Was there anything distinct in a slow motion practice out there?
Yeah, there wasn't a ton to really take away. He had an interception on a ball. It was a trick play. I don't think I'm technically allowed to describe the logistics of it, but he was not the original person with the football. Got the ball handed to him. He was taking a shot. It wasn't something where he's trying to force a throw or made a bad throw. He could have led Romo Dunze a little bit deeper. He was into double coverage. Jaquan Brisker seemed to be ready for the play, and he hauled in the pick. But that sidearm throw I mentioned was the very next play, and you want to see that kind of bounce back from a young quarterback in these practices. So that was a few seconds later. He gets out there, rips a sidearm throw right to number 84. Great to see.
We've seen Ben Johnson mix it up in practice and throughout training camp. I saw a couple reports that he put the offense on defense and the defense on offense for the last round of 11-on-11s. Can you confirm? And what did that look like with those guys out there?
It looked like fun. That's what they're going for. They've had some of those moments. We saw that the last day of veteran mini camp where they had offensive linemen running routes. They had quarterbacks running routes. Everybody was kind of getting involved. A little bit of that. To that point, though, Ben Johnson, when they had that moment back in veteran camp, said, like, we're auditioning guys. Like, Ben Johnson has the deep bag of tricks, and they're seeing who can handle these things. So Dennis Allen kind of laughed it off to say, you know, we're just having fun out there. It's just a little moment at the end of practice. But, like, this is the race, as Ben Johnson said. This is a part of it. Who can run those trick plays? Who can you count on in those spots? And they're taking note of all those guys.
Who was the quarterback?
I didn't even get a chance to see, to be honest.
Right. Great question.
It was happening quickly and briefly at the end of practice.
Okay. Let's think about this, though. Let's do a quick thought exercise here. Who on the Bears defense would be most... Oh, I bet Cole Kmet would probably... Does he throw the football lefty?
Isn't he a left pass?
Am I thinking of Kyle Long, the left-handed pitcher?
But your answer, Grody, is Dominic Robinson, the former quarterback at Miami of Ohio.
There it is.
He throw a pass. That's your guy.
Okay. All right. We were talking about his zero sacks earlier in the show.
Maybe he can contribute in some other way. Yeah.
He can be your fifth string quarterback.
Oh, man. I hate to do this exercise as well, but back to the Darnell Wright, and hopefully he's okay. He did walk off the field afterwards. No further details. There's nobody to give exact details at the moment on any kind of injuries. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more texture on that with Darnell Wright and Kyler Gordon coming out of the game. But let's just say, like, what would they do? Would we all of a sudden see Ozzie Trapillo move over to where he is most comfortable at the right tackle spot and call it a day right there, and Braxton Jones is your left tackle?
I think that's probably, yeah, that's probably the case. And this is where you kind of make your decision. Maybe you go the other way. Maybe it's Braxton Jones. You see him more as your swing tackle, and you want to commit to Ozzie Trapillo being your left tackle, and you make that move right out of the gates if you have to. We'll see. They get out there tomorrow with the Dolphins. Obviously, a lot on the line for that practice. It's going to be really intriguing action, but that'll be one of the first things I see is Darnell Wright out there? And if he's not, then who's going to be mixing in? Because you're going to get a sense tomorrow, if that's the case, of how they feel about this left tackle competition.
Do you have a feeling, or have you gotten any indication one way or the other as to who is currently winning that left tackle position battle?
You know, it's hard to say at this point. They've only been in pads for just a short time. But I thought it was notable that Braxton Jones was tackle one on the depth chart. And I know there's not a ton to really glean from these, but consider that Matt Eberflus's staff was really set on anointing rookies as starters. Like, and that was the case for Caleb Williams. But take it back to Braxton Jones as a rookie back in 22. Like, they wanted to empower these rookies to say these are guys we're counting on. And I think that's different with Ben Johnson. You didn't see, the only rookie you really had up there was Colston Loveland. And he was there as a tight end alongside Cole Kmet. It's not a surprise for a top pick and somebody who's really shined. There's no reason to throw a veteran like a Steven Carlson in front of Colston Loveland, but they weren't throwing the rookies at the top of the depth chart and saying, man, you're doing great out there. They want to challenge these guys. That's a departure from the previous regime and something I think we're going to see plenty of as we move forward with Ben Johnson as the head coach here.
Some reports that there was Caleb that was actually still playing the quarterback when they did their fun little switcheroo, but we'll confirm that. This is the Raheem and Harris Show on the Score, along with Rami Makhlouf. I'm Mark Grody talking to Chris Emma, who is live at Hallis Halls. We're talking about the Bears. You've mentioned Colston Loveland twice. I've only seen him once, Chris, like going full speed, and that was the Sunday Soldier Field thing, and he looks different. He moves differently. I brought that up to TJ Edwards, and he kind of agreed with me. For the first time, really see at the NFL level what they're talking about with him. I'm excited about Colston Loveland. How do you feel about what you've seen so far?
You said it. It's just, it's different. He doesn't look like a tight end.
No.
He doesn't even look like a wide receiver. He's a mismatch out there. He is such a natural route runner, and you see his ability to separate from a defender, to get himself open mid-length to deep down the field. He's able to make those plays to take the top off of defense. Combine that with the speed you have, not only your top receivers like Moore and Adunze, and I was Luther Burden factoring in, but the guys like Olamide Zaccheaus or Devin Duvernay who are going to factor in as well on offense. Combine the speed with like this that you have at receiver with the size and the playmaking ability you have of a Colston Loveland, and obviously Cole Kmet factoring in as well as the other tight end. It's going to really separate Colston Loveland from the rest of the pack, and defenses are going to have to account for him on every play. It doesn't matter. He's got the size and the ability to break away from defenders. He's got the ability to get downfield and to make plays, and we've seen it all throughout camp. He's looked so impressive out there, and I thought there might be the acclimation period. He hadn't practiced at full since during his college football season, and coming off the surgery, he has looked every bit as impressive as you wanted to see. And like you said, Grody, you understand why he was the guy for the Bears at 10, why it wasn't Tyler Warren, why it wasn't a tackle, anything else. They see the potential in this kid that's been shining every day.
Yeah, and I have no idea if he's going to be better than Tyler Warren, but just seeing it, seeing the way he moves, seeing the mismatches, seeing him in motion, seeing him jumping in the slot, it's pretty cool what we're starting to see with Ben Johnson and him. What about Luther Burden? What can you say about him and what you have seen full speed at times?
When he is comfortable with his routes, you see the playmaking ability shine. He had a quick little underneath route today where he kind of just went right through a defender and took it down the sidelines. And it wasn't full contact. Maybe he gets taken down. But you saw the quickness. He looks so comfortable when he gets that ball in his hands. But obviously, it's just not come easily for him. Colston Loveland looks so natural, looks so prepared, because the preparation aspect is there in addition to the talent. Luther Burden's still putting it all together, adjusting to what he needs to do with this offense. I wouldn't hold that against him, frankly. Like, they've obviously vetted the kid beyond just the playmaking ability. They see him as somebody who's willing to learn and willing to work. It's just going to take some time. This is a complicated offense, and You know, just as the way they're throwing a lot at Caleb Williams, imagine that for a rookie and a guy who dealt with the injury and wasn't out there as much as some of his fellow rookies were. It's still coming to him, but whenever he gets that ball, he makes a play, and you see the natural playmaking ability. So it's going to be a matter of how he can adjust, whether he's willing to put in all the work it takes to get completely up to speed, where he's getting lined up right, where he's got the confidence of the coaching staff. They're plenty fine lining up Zaccheaus or Duvernay in his spot instead, but it's up to Luther Burden how much he wants to do this season and how great he can be, because the talent is certainly there.
We were talking earlier about there's a few teams, the Browns, the Bengals, the Jets, that are talking about playing their starters for at least a series or two in the preseason opener this weekend. I know we don't know who's going to play for the Bears yet. Do you think there's any chance that Ben Johnson goes that route?
I think there's a chance. You saw kind of a split field today where you saw some guys you imagine are going to be out there, some of the younger guys. Like, I don't think a Joe Tooney's going to play a vet's vet like that. I don't think there's any sense in that. But I think you can make a good case for Caleb Williams to be out there and having at least a series or two, getting comfortable. And when Ben Johnson talks about this is a race, the 6 weeks from 2 weeks ago now to a month out, we're getting into this here. Like, every rep matters for Caleb Williams right now. He's got to work through this thing, and he's being thrown a lot. And this acclimation period is taking some time, and he's going to be okay in the long run, but I think they see the value in putting him out there and getting him those opportunities.
Emma, what else you got today, man? What are you doing today? You doing another Bears update later? Are you doing BBM? What's cooking here, buddy?
I will be in the BBM studios here in the next hour. I will be waving at you through the glass. And, catch me 3 to 7 up the dial on 780 and 105.9.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? Thanks, Chris, for joining us. We appreciate you, man. Thanks for the good report.
Take care.
Yep, that is Chris Emma. Follow him on X at CEmma670. He is a Bears reporter for 670thescore.com.
He's good at what he does.
Giving us what we needed. He is good at what he does. Coming up next, you're going to hear names like Anthony Rizzo and Johnny Manziel coming together as one. Ooh, that's interesting. It's the Raheemy and Harris Show. It's Rami Makhlouf and Mark Grody. You are listening to Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Mark Carody, Rami Makhlouf in for Rahimi and Harris here on The Score. Coming up in just a little bit, we will transition with the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel digging in and getting ready to come in here in the studios. Meantime, Johnny Manziel has a podcast. He was like, what, 18 Cleveland Browns quarterbacks ago? Johnny Manziel's podcast is called Glory Daze, D-A-Z-E. So that's because he has a sense of humor about himself?
Nicely played, yes.
It's so, I had to ask somebody, are you serious? Good for Johnny Manziel to have a sense of humor about his life. He had on Anthony Rizzo for some reason, which is just the wildest combination of humans right there. Johnny Manziel hosting the podcast, had Anthony Rizzo on, and asked him a question that will probably be asked for eternity, as we always ask about the 80s Bears. Should there have been more Super Bowls? Well, Johnny Manziel asked Anthony Rizzo if the Cubs left some stuff on the table.
Probably feel a little bit like with how good you are, you left a little bit of a World Series maybe on the table.
You know, it's so hard to win. I mean, you've played, you know how hard it is to win. You need it to go your way all the time. In 17, we rolled it back and we're definitely World Series hangover. Anyone who wants to say there's no such thing as a hangover is crazy, because you look at that mountain the next year and I'm looking up at it and I'm like,
f-ing daunting.
Bro, I'm like, there's no f-ing way I'm climbing this thing again. I mean, you leave it all on the field. You do everything you can, and it's like, yeah, could we have won more? Yeah, but it's like, what team has really won back-to-back? First off, no one has since the Yankees, and it just didn't work out.
I feel like there's a part of you a little bit that's kind of like what could have been if the front office had like maybe made some more free agency signings throughout those years.
We were in 2016, and we were the best team, and then we go out and get the best closer, Aldis Chapman, and we're just like, holy no one's going to beat us. And then there's years where we're in that same position, and they don't give us that boost in the clubhouse. You're like, what are we doing? And it's no disrespect to the guys they bring in. There have been years where there's guys out there that we know we can go get that the front offices don't align or whatnot. But when you get that big piece, it's...
I mean, it's a huge like shot in the arm.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I've heard that. I loved what I just heard from Anthony Rizzo. I mean, the realness there. Things have to go your way all the time. It was hard what they did. It was really hard, really exhausting. And to admit the hangover, damn straight there was a hangover. Somehow, though, they made it to the National League Championship Series in 2017, but did not go beyond that. They got their butts booted out of that by the Dodgers, right, in 2017?
Yeah.
And then it's been all Dodgers since, basically. Like, in terms of the National League, I know there's been others along the way, but that's some real talk right there from Rizzo. I loved it.
And I think a lot of people don't think about that. Both the hangover and just the toll that it takes, both physically and emotionally.
In this town?
And mentally.
100 years plus?
Yep. And when you have multiple, you know, deep playoff runs, the fact that you're playing, what, 20 to 30 more games than the teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Amen.
Your offseason doesn't start for 2 months later than other teams that didn't make the playoffs or were bounced earlier, and the rest and recovery time is just that much shorter. I think that's something that people, not just in baseball, but in all sports, don't really think about. And the back half of that, where he talks about the front office's handling of it, two things right there that stood out to me. One, that it does have an effect on the clubhouse, and they are watching those things. But two, they're kind of in the same boat as us fans who are kind of just watching a front office do what it does, and they have questions and doubts about it, same way we do as fans or doing what we do behind the mic here on The Score. I thought that was pretty interesting. You don't hear guys admit that or say that out loud, either of those things. You don't hear that very much from professional athletes, them saying it out loud.
Yeah.
And look, being as transparent.
Robbie?
Yeah, so I was going to say, it kind of relates to the Cubs team this year and what we just saw with the deadline. He said at the end, like, what a shot in an arm adding a star does. Yeah. And that's why I feel like the Cubs this year, they left that opportunity by not getting a star at all.
Absolutely. And then the other part, too, is I have said this. I am on the record of saying this. Like, I am not one of those that thinks like something was left on the table. They won that damn World Series. I think maybe you guys know it's been really hard for the Cubs to win World Series.
With is there some sort of history that you can point to that would indicate that, Grody?
Yeah, so to me, like, yes, we could talk about how they could have won again. And if you want to be disappointed that they didn't win another World Series, you can be. I don't think you can be mad, though. They won the damn World Series in 2016.
I feel like not just in hindsight, I have pretty good perspective on that and what you're saying, that winning one World Series is a lot.
It's hard.
I remember when I was one of my co-hosts in Milwaukee at the time. He's been on the station. Folks might be familiar. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer,
Sparky,
who works for The Fan,
yes,
in Milwaukee. When they hired Theo Epstein, he came to me and he went, "Are you ready to win multiple World Series?" And I went, "Slow down, buddy. Let's just get one.
Absolutely.
Let's just get one. Hey, you know what I mean?"
And they did create what we try to create with every single team in this town, and that is sustained success. Cubs had it.
Yeah.
Cubs had it. You know, like, and I get it. Like, it wasn't sustained like the Atlanta Braves sustained success all of those years, but they had it, and it's too bad they didn't win more, but I'm not mad at anybody that the Cubs didn't win more World Series. Another thing from is this Anthony Rizzo or Johnny Manziel talking? What is our next cut, actually? Help me out, Robbie. I know
so
you told me.
So this is Johnny Manziel asking Anthony Rizzo about a team up north, the Milwaukee Brewers.
You know, you see what the Brewers are doing again this year, one of the best records in baseball, won the division 3 out of the last 4 years. You know, you feel like you can be a guy to maybe finally validate those Brewers fans out there and officially label the Brewers as the Cubs' biggest rival in the division.
I know your guy behind the camera is a big Brewers fan. The Brewers, man, I always respected and admired Craig Counsell from afar. Now he's at the Cubs, and equal to him was Pat Murphy, their manager now. So their front office always produces talent, and they're always good. When we were there, that was definitely our bigger rival. It was more them than the Cardinals. Just because they were always so annoying to us, yeah. Right? Like, they would always come in and they would do things they never did.
That's true. That's right. And he just, you know, Rizzo just said something that I brought up the other day, is that it does feel like I don't think you could ever penetrate the Cardinals, or say the Cardinals aren't the Cubs' biggest rivalry, just because of the history. And this has only been going on since 1998,
yeah,
with the Brewers being in the National League, let alone the division.
Yeah.
But I mean, this year, no crowds. We'll see what the crowds are like at Busch. But those crowds were small in St. Louis the last time the Cubs played the Cardinals.
To me, there is a difference between who's your strongest competition and who's your rival.
Absolutely, and it's always the Crew lately that, yeah, it seems like has been the greatest competition.
They're
right?
The strongest competition,
yeah,
for sure. I don't hate anything in sports and few things in the world as much as I do the St. Louis Cardinals and their fan base.
Yeah.
And that will always be the case.
Yes, you will always have a healthy hate. That's right.
I wish for bad things for the St. Louis Cardinals. You know what I mean? When the Brewers are good, I'm like, damn Brewers. But the Cardinals, I hope for bad things for that organization.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Ray. I thought you had a wry smile on your face over there. You look like
I'm just enjoying this. Enjoying hearing Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, you know what?
Bleep the Brewers.
It makes me smile. Yeah. Like,
oh, man. It brings me so much joy to hear that.
Yeah. Just to hear I love hearing Anthony Rizzo, his respect for Craig Counsell, who was there all those years. My favorite, I had a little one-on-one back and forth with Craig Counsell back when he was the Milwaukee manager. One of my favorite things he ever said, I was asking, it was when Jake Arrieta was just being Jake Arrieta in the prime 2015-ness. And Jake Arrieta told me that as I did like a little one-on-one with Arrieta, Arrieta's like, look, I got to tell you, when my stuff is going the way it's going, it's unfair. This is Arrieta talking. Yeah. You talk about a confident man.
Right. And he was right.
And I took that to Craig Counsell, and Counsell just said, that is absolutely correct.
That's a good take.
That is absolutely correct. And now we've got Craig on our side. Cubs on deck. Caller 6. We've got a little giveaway here for you. Caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670 will win tickets to see Spiegel and Holmes at the Budweiser Brick House in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th at a special time of 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special guest, Nico Horner, will join the guys on site that day during the noon hour. Our show will be live that day from 2 to 6. This show right here, the Rahimi and Harris show, will be the afternoon show. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. When we return, we will bring in the Spiegel and Holmes show for transition. I just saw Matt Spiegel. I think I saw Lawrence Holmes. They're here, and they are next on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.